The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
This is your place for biblically responsible investing. You know, this kind of contradiction happens every day. We're with Jay Peroni. John is pro-life, and yet he's investing in companies that make abortion drugs. Dave fights against explicit entertainment, yet he owns companies making and distributing pornography. And those kinds of misalignments happen all the time. We want you to align your money with your faith. And with us today is the guy who can help make it happen. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing wonderful, Tom. Here in Tennessee, we're going through a drought here. It's been very dry, but very hot, and just looking forward to today's show.
Well, very good. And even though Jay is in Tennessee, he can serve you wherever you are within the sound of my voice in all 50 states. Well, Jay, speaking about droughts, the federal government has an income drought. Well, let me put it this way. The federal government has spent $1.27 trillion with a T, dollars more than it has collected in fiscal 2024, resulting in a national deficit. And that deficit is growing larger by the day. I often hear people concerned about future tax rates also. So what are some of the ways you can help people save on their taxes in retirement?
Yeah, that's a great concern. Most people are rightfully concerned, Tom, because neither the party, the Democrats or Republicans, have been fiscally conservative. If we look at spending, these deficits are through the roof. We keep kicking the spending limit, keep kicking the can down the road. And I know most of our listeners are looking for ways to really lower their taxes in retirement. And the question is always, Jay, can I save money in taxes? And I say it's possible, but it largely depends on how our listeners generate income. Is it going to be from working, retirement plans, or other sources? And for most of my clients that I talk to, it's from their retirement plans. That's where most of our listeners are doing a lot of their savings, whether it be 401ks, 403bs, all of these accounts, IRAs, Roths. And the question comes down to, how will you be financing your retirement? And what we do at Faith Investor Services is we look at tax minimization strategies to help our clients control taxes and generate more income. So not only do we make sure their portfolios are in line with their Christian values, we want to make sure they're generating solid returns, and that's after inflation and taxes. So we factor in things like Social Security. We look at when do they take Social Security benefits. If they have spouse, when does the spouse plan on taking benefits? And these are some of the critical questions that you have to ask in formulating a solid retirement plan. So we always start with what's called our retirement analyzer, Tom, and that really helps us to map out what does a person have for income, what are their assets, where are these assets located, are they in qualified tax deferred plans that when you take the money out, it's going to be taxed, or is some of it in tax-free instruments, or is some of it in maybe a brokerage account or a trust account that's getting taxed each and every year. So we want to look at the location of where those assets are. A lot of people talk about asset allocation, stocks, bonds, commodities, how their portfolios mapped out, but not a lot of people spend enough time looking at the asset location. Where are things located? How do we create tax efficiency? There are a lot of things that we can do with traditional IRAs and 401ks and 403bs. These are often pre-taxed investments that most people are using to save for retirement. They're great while you're saving. The problem is they become a tax time bomb. And we talk about it all the time. Rates are probably going to go up, wouldn't you guess, Tom? Wouldn't you think that based on this spending, right? I mean, taxes probably aren't going to go down. They're probably going to go up in the future.
For sure.
So how do we come up with strategies. And that's where we look at Roth conversion strategies. We look at other tax minimization plans. And really the goal is to get greater tax efficiency in retirement. And it's really worth discussing with me and my team because we can make several financial adjustments that may help you save thousands or even millions in retirement just by shifting things around and having a better tax strategy.
We are talking to Jay Peroni, and do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge, no obligation? Well, learn more at the website faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com, or give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Jay, you know, our family invests with you, and now we want to plan with you. Those are two separate things. We just had this conversation yesterday, all the things you just talked about. Speaking of the national debt situation, by the way, this is going to be in the spotlight a lot. There may be a government shutdown later this month. Are you concerned with the debt crisis unfolding, and what are some ways our listeners could actually prepare for a situation like this if it happens?
Yeah, so the first thing I always say with people is you can only control what you can control, right? You can control what your family does. We can't control what the government does for the most part. So it really starts with a solid financial plan. We talk a lot about financial planning, and that's what we lead with at Faith Investor Services. Our team is very well equipped. We've got over 100 years of experience amongst us. And what we want to do is make sure you get your financial house in order. And that's a key to making things survive when things go south. And we help you map out a solid strategy for your income, your assets, your expenses, and plan for contingencies like a debt crisis. Some of the things that we help our clients do are seek out some of the core sectors of the economy, because during recessions and crisis, a lot of people are inclined to just give up on stocks and flee equities completely. And that's not the right answer. There's always a bull market, a market going up somewhere. There's certain cycles. I like defensive sectors when things get tough, like consumer staples. Think about groceries, food, toilet paper, paper goods, medicine, healthcare, utilities, and certain real estate, things that people are going to be spending money on no matter what's happening in the world, what our government's doing. We help our clients find some of the best investment opportunities on the planet and ones that line up with Christian faith and have good profit potential. The other thing we like to focus on when times are tough are looking at reliable dividend stocks. Dividend stocks provide stability, and good, solid companies with strong balance sheets are really a great place to hide when times get tough. And then I mentioned earlier, real estate, right? Owning real estate, having real estate exposure. I love things like storage units and senior housing and long-term care facilities and data centers as a few areas of interest, because these are areas where people are going to be spending money for many, many years. The other thing that we look at during times of crisis are precious metals. Gold and silver are great hedges whenever there's a crisis, government shutdown, instability in the world, the Middle East wars. Those are things that we really value. And then lastly, I would say, Tom, investing in oneself, right? That's really, when I look at people that have built wealth, a lot of it, yeah, some of it came from the stock market, some of it came from real estate. But a lot of times I see people have created great products, great services, great careers. And really, that is a key to long-term success. Having a solid business or career, adding tremendous value are some ways you can insulate yourself from a debt crisis. If you're retired, well, then again, you're really looking at repositioning your portfolio. But if you're still working, you can add a lot of value and really grow your assets by having a good, solid income.
We are talking to Jay Peroni, and you can reach out to Jay at the website faithandretirement.com and download your free book. It is absolutely free, no obligation today. And Jay is the person you call to say, Jay, we need to sit down and have a quick conversation about our specific situation, and please screen and clean our investments. So impressive, Jay, what you were saying about 100 years of experience. You look so young. It's amazing. You know, a lot of people invest for retirement through their job. We were emailing about this to one another this week, and they just funnel part of their income into sector funds or age-appropriate funds. I mean, they're investing for the future, and that's good, but give us your thoughts about this strategy, and can you help those folks screen and clean their investments to make them more biblically responsible?
Yeah, at the end of the day, Tom, I see a lot of folks, they're just trying to prepare for retirement. They're doing their best. They're bringing kids to soccer practice and going to see the grandkids, and they're really just busy with life. They're doing their best trying to save and work hard to get a good return. Mm-hmm. But the problem I see is many of these folks end up falling short. And take, for example, these lifestyle or target date funds. A lot of people are using them. One of the most popular one is the target date 2040. And this fund gets more conservative as it approaches the target date. And in theory, it seems like a great idea, right? You're going to retire in 10 years, so you have a fund that gets more conservative as it gets closer to your retirement date. Mm-hmm. Well, this 2040 fund is set for people that will be retiring in 2040. So there's 16 years, and as it gets closer to that date, it gets more and more conservative. And these actively managed funds seem like they're going to get you to your retirement destination. However, I often find this strategy fails in two ways. First, ethically. That's the first thing we look at as Christians. Right. Where are we investing? And at Faith Investor Services, we practice what's called biblically responsible investing, being good stewards with what God has entrusted to us. And we use the Bible as our guide on where to invest. Yet many Christians fail to realize that their retirement accounts, their 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, Roths, fail to honor their Christian values. And that popular target return fund I was just talking about, Tom, the 2040 fund,
yeah.
Guess what percent of that portfolio fails our Christian screen? Just take a wild guess.
70%.
Not quite that bad, but about 46% of the fund
wow.
is invested in companies that violate biblical values, abortion, alcohol, explicit entertainment, gambling, LGBTQ, anti-biblical lifestyles, pornography, human rights violations, countries persecuting Christians, and then tobacco is just a few of the areas that the fund has exposure to. But additionally, the second part of investing is we're called to multiply what God's entrusted to us. And really, the returns on this fund has been unacceptable as well. Over the last 3 years, that 2040 fund, that popular one I was talking about, has averaged less than 4% per year the last 3 years. And when you realize inflation's wow. running over 4%, you're actually losing money on that fund. So it's a double whammy. Not keeping up with your Christian values and you're not getting a good return, we can do much better. And that's what we exist for. That's why Faith Investor Services exists, to help people get good returns and feel good about where they're investing in a Christian fashion.
We are going to take a quick break. And when we do, when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask Jay, what's going to happen in the near future, both for your family finances and for the country, in his view? And I want to ask you respectfully, have you invited God into your family finances? Proverbs 14 says, "The faithless will be fully repaid for their ways, and the good man rewarded for his." We're going to take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
We're back with Jay Peroni, and to reach out to Jay, you can send him an email at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. Or give Jay a call anytime, including today, at 800-270-7310, and they'll get back to you. Jay, August was quite a volatile month. I mean, we've witnessed some major moves up and down for the financial markets. And what are your thoughts on the markets right now as we head into September?
Yeah, Tom, August was one of the most volatile months on record. We saw the fear index spike dramatically and fall just as quickly. These ups and downs were enough to give investors heartburn. despite the slow start to the month, the market ended up making a strong comeback last month, and August ended on a high note. The S&P 500 was up about 2.3%, the Dow up 1.8%, and the NASDAQ was up 0.65%. So all of the indices closed up for the month. Our Faith Investor buy list, we have about 19 stocks on that list. They outperformed the indices significantly, more than double what the indices did in August. And I'm thrilled with that performance. Not always that great, but it was a really good year and a good month so far for our individual stocks. And our Christian stock fund, PRAY, ticker symbol PRAY, which is the FIS Christian Stock Investor Fund, was up over 2% in August and now up nearly 15% here in 2024, right in line with the MSCI All Country World Index, which is our benchmark. So getting good returns and keeping up with the benchmark. That's really what it's about. And with our individual stocks, we did even better. So,
outstanding.
As we look forward to September, unfortunately, from a historical perspective, September is typically the weakest month for the stock market. And here we are starting September on a bad note. The S&P was down 2% to start the month of September. And typically, the S&P has seen gains only about 44% of the time, with an average loss in the month of about 1.2%. In presidential election years, it still has about a 0.5% loss in September. So we can expect September to historically be weak. Doesn't mean it has to this year. The first half of September is usually the weakest time of the month, from Labor Day up until about September 16th, whereas the estimated quarterly tax payment day. And then you've got the second half of the month is usually stronger. You've got quarter end window dressing, where fund managers and ETF managers and portfolio managers are shifting around stocks. And that really brings the market back into focus. And that's where a lot of our key stocks, the fundamentally superior stocks, like the ones we own in the PRAY ETF and in our Faith Investor Buy List, those usually take off the second half of the month. And that's really what I'm expecting. The other good news this month is the Federal Reserve is set to cut key interest rates on September 18th. So that could be another boost for the second half of the month. So long story short, expect the first half to be very bumpy, potentially down. And then the second half, we should see a little bit of a rebound and a hopefully a better end into the end of the month.
I think just by listening to Jay, you can see why it helps to have expert help with your retirement planning instead of just winging it and hoping for the best. Jay, you know, I spent a little bit of time working on Capitol Hill, and the presidential elections are right around the corner. And what are the implications for our listeners? Are there any special considerations they should be keeping in mind as Christians as we head toward November?
Yeah, definitely get out and vote. This is an important election. Obviously, there's two huge, huge differences between the Republicans and the Democrats. And you can clearly see, where things should be heading. And hopefully we get out and vote. That's the most important thing here. But if we look at from a financial perspective, we're now within what's considered the 50 trading day window to election day. And the median performance of the Dow in the 50 trading days, which is roughly late August through early November, tends to fall through that period. But as we get closer to the election, the final week before the election has tended to see the index ramp higher. And right now, before Biden dropped out, Trump had about a 62% probability of winning. And right now it's about 49% versus Harris. So it's slightly 50-50. In other words, a coin flip right now. However, you got to take those with a grain of salt. If you remember back when Hillary and Trump were going head to head, it had Hillary, you know, the betting was that Hillary was going to win pretty big. And obviously that didn't turn out to be right. So the odds and the betting odds aren't always correct. But if we look at right now, regardless of who wins the election, we've been helping our clients formulate solid plans to make money in the years ahead. We look at the opportunities. We take a very active approach, meaning we're quick and nimble and can adjust on the fly. And we rebalance our portfolios each and every month, Tom. It doesn't mean we do these huge, you know, buying everything, selling everything, but we get out the weakest positions and rotate into the best opportunities. And this really keeps our portfolios fresh and in line with what's working right now. We don't always outperform the indices each month, but we found that this approach of active tactical management can help our clients potentially make more when the markets are going up and protect capital when the markets are falling. Now is the perfect time to be properly positioned before the elections. And you can go to faithandretirement.com right now to get your free portfolio review. And we can help you get in line with where you should be from a Christian perspective and also have your portfolio in good investment opportunities heading into the election.
Very good. Jay is a special friend of mine. He's a certified financial planner. He is a fiduciary. Now, that's the designation you want to be watching for when you are deciding who to partner with. Such an important decision. And I was looking back at some old research you and I had talked about previously, a study by the Journal of Retirement, winter 2020, but still true. It concluded that people who work with a financial advisor could end up with 15% more money to spend in retirement. So it's not just a good idea. There's research behind it. Jay, given how strong inflation was after COVID and how long it's been taking for inflation to come back down, do you think the Fed's interest rate policies have been effective? And do you think that the upcoming Fed rate cuts are going to have any real impact?
Yeah, it is a great question, Tom, because you look at absolutely what you said. You know, inflation really took off post-COVID, where a lot of it had to do with supply and demand. You know, there was a huge demand and supply was very limited. So you had a lot of problems with supply chain, and that caused a lot of the initial inflation. I remember I was looking at potentially building a house right after COVID, and it was like, well, it's going to take us 18 months to get windows. I was like, that's not a good sign. We can't find anybody that wants to work. That's another problem. So you had, you know, lumber going through the roof, you had windows, you had all these problems. And then as, you know, the supply chains kind of started to ease, you saw these prices coming down, but it has taken a very long time for inflation to finally break to acceptable levels. And a lot of it had to do with energy prices. We talked about this on a previous show, where 50% of the inflation we've seen historically over the last 20 years came from energy prices, because all of these goods and supplies have to be shipped either on a boat, by train, by, you know, truck, or, you know, by airplane. So all of that cause, you know, is from fuel. And as fuel prices go up, inflation goes up. So if we look at what the Fed has actually done, they have actually cooled. However, the unemployment rate has risen and monetary policy has tightened. So they have had an impact on inflation, not so much huge impact, but they have had an impact. And I think the same will happen as they're cutting rates. That's going to give more money supply into the system. That'll give more people reasons to invest. I've seen a lot of people putting off purchases, large purchases, because interest rates are so high. So as rates start to come back down, that's going to fuel some more economic activity. So I do think the upcoming Fed cuts will have a positive impact on the economy and the markets.
Thank you so much, Jay. Jay is here to serve. He is a servant, and we have prayed for you. We pray for our audience to have God's favor in their family finances. Whether you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income, or maybe it's annuities you're thinking about, or life insurance, income for life, wealth accumulation, just some wisdom as you try to protect your assets during turbulent days, then reach out to Jay. Telephone number is 800-270-7310, or go to the website faithandretirement.com. Thank you, Jay. That's it for us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.